Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? And welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Tuesday, October 23rd. And today, Jim Harbaugh and Chauncey Billups weighing in with some strange takes recently. But this is your boy, Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for the listen. What's up to the new listeners, by the way? I know that many of you are jumping on the board as the season gets underway here. I know that the regulars are out there spreading the word on social media and with their friends through word of mouth as well. A little bit of background for me, as the new listeners are out there, went to Central Michigan, a Royal Oak guy growing up in the Metro Detroit area, spent some time in Port Huron, Springfield, Missouri, the Virgin Islands, and Chicago, and now I'm back in the Detroit area, excited to bring you guys season number two for me as the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. And today we're going to be giving you a preview for the Philadelphia 76ers, the game tonight at Little Caesars Arena. Also talking a little bit about Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh and, of course, Chauncey Billups. Those two go hand in hand, don't they? They both have weighed in with some strong takes lately that I thought were pretty shaky in some cases. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But also we're going to hear from Ish Smith from Friday's Pistons practice about some kind words that he had for Isaiah Thomas, and from Isaiah Thomas, some audio I had from an interview I did with him at practice on Friday for a story I did in the Detroit News, which was in Saturday's paper. But is your company looking for a new way to reach customers? Your company could be mentioned right now on Locked On Pistons, the podcast here. Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors that they hear on their favorite shows. Our demographic is 98% male, with more education and earning power than your traditional media audiences. Have your company sponsor Locked On Pistons and get a great season opening rate. Email me for more details at matt_shook@yahoo.com to find out more. By the way, the 2-0 Pistons are in action tonight at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. You knew that. A 7 o'clock tip on Fox Sports Detroit. Philly comes in at 2-1 after falling on opening night to the Boston Celtics, a team that the Pistons, by the way, will become very familiar with soon as well. The spread in Vegas is pretty much off the books for most of them that I've seen around the internet, but one sportsbook did have Philly as a 1.5-point favorite on the road. Of course, injuries being the reason for the spread being off the board, some uncertainty for two of the top players in the game. One of them being Detroit's Andre Drummond, the center, missed Monday's practice at the Palace of Auburn Hills with the flu. His status for tonight is up in the air, according to Dwayne Casey. Maybe he caught the bug from Reggie Bullock last week, but either way, we will find out tonight whether Andre Drummond will be in uniform with his team. Also, another questionable player is Ben Simmons of the Philadelphia 76ers, the rookie of the year last year, left in the first quarter of Saturday night's win against the Orlando Magic. He did not return because of some back stiffness, according to the team. He did not practice on Monday, listed as questionable for the game. The game tonight is the first of a back-to-back for the 76ers. They will play in Milwaukee on Wednesday in a Central Division swing for them. So maybe that could affect how Bruce Brown decides to make the final judgment on Ben Simmons, whether he suits up tonight or not. If Ben Simmons is out, we know that Markelle Fultz will be running a lot of point guard for the 76ers in addition to T.J. McConnell, who will be getting a lot of minutes if Ben Simmons is out. Fultz was coming off the bench before that. That was the plan coming into the season, that the first pick of last year's draft would be coming off the bench. He's still not knocking down three-pointers with any kind of frequency. He knocked down a mid-range jumper I saw over the weekend. The fans were going nuts about that. So lay off Fultz. Let him prove it if you're the Pistons, and we'll see how that shakes out at Little Caesars Arena tonight. If both those players are out, the question for you guys I have, and reach out to me on social media today before the game, because you can't wait till after the game. But if both Simmons and Drummond are out, what do you think about that trade-off if you're a Pistons fan? To me, I think that'd be a pretty good one for the Pistons, and you would take it. One of those reasons is because Joel Embiid usually roasts Andre Drummond anyways, so maybe him being out might throw a different and better body defensively at the Philadelphia star center there. So, you know, why not throw some other guys at him? It could be a good chance for John Luehr to get his first minutes of the season after being getting 0 minutes in the first game on a DNP coach's decision and then being inactive in game two in Chicago on Saturday night. A little bit more on Philly. You know the 76ers. You're getting familiar with them as one of the better teams in the Eastern Conference. Joel Embiid right now through three games is averaging 28 and 10 for the 76ers, J.J. Redick, Robert Covington, Dario Saric, strong players for them. Amir Johnson, a former Piston right there, looks spry and healthy so far this year off the bench for the 76ers. You'll notice him tonight just looking a little bit better body-wise than he had these last couple years and putting up some big efficient numbers so far for the 76ers this year. They tanked. You know that. That's how they got Simmons and Embiid and Saric as well and some of the other players that they've traded over the years. It was a disgrace to the league, all that good stuff. We're not going to get into that too much here. Maybe we'll get a playoff series to rip on the 76ers and turn that into a nice little rivalry. I was at the game last year as a fan attending when early in the season, just like this year. Last year, Joel Embiid roasted Andre Drummond again and was giving it to the fans, and I've complained about Embiid on this podcast before, and we won't do that anymore today. But the 76ers lost Bellinelli in free agency. They replaced him with some young guys. They drafted Landry Shamet out of Wichita State and also Shake Milton of Southern Methodist. And they also drafted Zaire Smith early in the draft. Well, they actually traded for Zaire Smith on a draft night trade. They traded the Mikhail Bridges. The name was coming to me. But the young man out of Villanova, they drafted him but ended up trading him despite the fact that his mom, I believe, works in human resources for the Philadelphia 76ers. Anyway, they ended up getting Zaire Smith out of Texas Tech, the college teammate of Keenan Evans of the Detroit Pistons and Grand Rapids Drive. But Zaire Smith broke his foot in the offseason. I believe that was at Tim Grugrich's camp that he runs. The Pistons assistant coach runs a famous, notable camp in Las Vegas for up-and-coming prospects. And I think it was at that camp that Zaire Smith broke his foot. So he'll be out quite a while and has his NBA start to his career stopped because of that for now. But the Pistons, after tonight, will play host to two more games at home this week, bringing Kevin Love and the Cleveland Cavaliers to Little Caesars Arena on Thursday night, and then Boston comes to town on Saturday. I'll be at all three of the games this week for the Associated Press, giving you tweets and all that good stuff and coverage across the world through the Associated Press's wire service as well. And then Detroit, after the Saturday game at home against the Boston Celtics, will have the second part of a home-and-home in Beantown on Tuesday night against the Eastern Conference favorites. But up next here on Locked On Pistons, we're going to talk about some recent comments from Jim Harbaugh and Chauncey Billups. Well, I've been doing the Locked On Pistons podcast for just over a year now, and ever since I started doing it, the number one question that I'm getting from friends and fans of the show is, who's going to win? Who's going to win the game tonight? Who's going to win the game this weekend? And the truth is, you know, I don't know who's going to win. But if you think you know, then you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. And that's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, this is your best bet this season. They've been in business for years. They have great reviews online, and their mobile site is very easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me and good to us throughout the Locked On Network, and that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game betting, live betting, their most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each NFL game. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar, and use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. Again, that's MyBookie, MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code LOCKEDON when you're creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid.
Yes, sir!
All right, a little bit later on, we will hear from Ish Smith about what Isaiah Thomas said about him in an interview that I did on Friday. But I got to tell you, I was pissed when I heard about this. I tried to avoid this Michigan State chatter all day on Monday. To think that there are real live adults out there who are offended either by what, like seriously and deeply offended, either by what MSU did before the game by walking in the line like they did, or super, super offended by what Devin Bush did to the logo of the 50-yard line in East Lansing, that he's defacing property of the school or something like that. I really have taken to not enjoying college sports over these past several years, and mostly because of the whiny fan bases that we have, especially in this state, by the way, who are, you know, calling out players for not being classy because of the things they do before rivalry football games with college kids that we're talking about. If you were out there on social media and you said anything about the other college football program being classy, sarcastically, you are just like on another planet than the one that I exist on. Talking about all the silliness on both sides and then somehow taking the high road on it because the silly stuff that your team did was, in your eyes, not nearly as immoral as the stuff that the other team did. Our team is more classy than yours, or your fan base whines and we don't. It's kind of like the current political situation, really, if you think about it. And as someone who's kind of neutral, and I lean more towards Michigan in the rivalry, I've said that before, as far as a fan, but it's just an embarrassing showing by people all over the state on a week like this, in my opinion. I know it's mostly fun, and I'm guessing most of you guys listening and 90% of the fans are maybe above this kind of stuff. But if you're watching the Harbaugh press conference with the Zapruder film and just being like, you know, which team did this, and Devin Bush, what's he doing out there? You know, I mean, just get a life. I mean, what is this all about? And again, Jim Harbaugh is not helping things. And I know a lot of this is by design by Jim. And I don't want to say he's a mad scientist and everything is by design. I think there's a lot of gray area when it comes to him. That's putting it nicely, maybe. But I will say that his comments and Monday's press conference, and we have to talk about this on Locked On Pistons because he brought the poor Pistons into this for some reason. It didn't help when he did that. And we know he's an odd duck, and I'm not positive what he meant when he said this, but here's what he said. He was referring to the people who would say that what Devin Bush did after what took place earlier with the MSU line in pregame, which was the real crime, according to him, those people would be, and here's where we start the quotes. That's a move that's straight out of the Pistons playbook. Do something to them, say something to them, elbow them, and then when somebody else does something back, then you flop. That's how I think about that as well. Again, it's unsportsmanlike, it's Bush League, and that's putting it very mildly, end quote there. Now here on Locked On Pistons, again, I'm not positive what he means when he says that. My first assumption was that he was channeling the Bad Boys Pistons and saying something nice about them, that kind of a strategic move in playing possum with the referees or something like that. But then I was thinking some more about Harbaugh being a California guy during his high school years, in addition to spending some of his high school years in Ann Arbor too, during the Bad Boys era. So maybe it was a Laker fan being derogatory about the Bad Boys Pistons and that they were a team that did stuff and then overreacted to the retaliation. But the more and more I think about it, as I try to get into Harbaugh's mind, and again, it's a very scary place to be in that mind, by the way, I think what he's saying or trying to say is this. In sports, if you commit a hard foul and then overreact to the mild reaction, it's kind of a cheap move, but it's kind of a strategic move that you might do in basketball. We see types of stuff like this across the league, across all types of basketball. And I think that he's basically using the Pistons as the generic local NBA team, kind of putting a local spin on the point he's trying to make. I don't think he was taking a shot at the Bad Boys. Don't think he was complimenting the Bad Boys. I just think he was saying something that some basketball team would do as far as strategy in terms of dealing with the refs. So that's my Jim Harbaugh take on that. The other take I had from a podcast recently, Chauncey Billups, shouts out to listeners Breeshin and Jason, by the way, for both pointing this out to me. Zach Lowe, Chauncey Billups was on the Low Post on ESPN.com. Check that out on Apple Podcasts as well. They were talking about, I think it was on Friday that it came out, but there's a lot of great interviews with Zach Lowe and also with Chauncey Billups talking about the old Pistons days. Talked about the 04 run. This is definitely worth a listen if you're a Pistons fan, by the way. The 0-4 run, talking about coming back against New Jersey in the second round, down 3-2, after the half-court shot that Chauncey Billups hit to throw that game into overtime, which the Pistons ended up losing in Game 5 in triple overtime, I believe it was, the Brian Scalabrine game. But anyways, Chauncey talked about that and what it was like to come back over the New Jersey in Game 6 and then win Game 7. Talked about beating the Lakers in the finals. And I don't want to spoil some of the stories, but he did get into the game with San Antonio, the finish against Robert Horry, the big shot, Game 5, 2005 Finals. You know the shot. I'm sure you know it very too well if you're a Pistons fan around my age. But he threw Larry Brown under the bus when he was talking about this. He said Larry Brown choked by putting Lindsey Hunter in for Chauncey himself on the last timeout. He thought when he saw Lindsey checking into the game after the timeout that Lindsey was going to take out Rasheed. Instead, ended up taking out, obviously, Chauncey Billups instead, and she'd left Manu Ginobili, left Robert Horry to double team Manu Ginobili in the corner with Tayshaun Prince. The pass goes back out to Robert Horry. You know what happened there. But Chauncey also said, after he said that Larry Brown choked by making that substitution, also said that he hadn't talked to Larry Brown about it since then. And that was kind of tough to listen to as a Pistons fan. I thought that, it was not the right thing for Chauncey to do to throw LB under the bus like that. And maybe it was the wrong move by Larry Brown. And you know what? I kind of agree with him by listening to Chauncey that it was the wrong move. But if you're going to talk about someone who choked on that play, it was Sheed. It was definitely Rasheed Wallace. And Larry Brown might have choked a little bit too, but as far as like the blame to shoulder on that play, in that moment, I'd say it was about 92% Sheed and maybe 8% LB. I don't know, something like that. Obviously, Sheed's a guy you count on to make smart plays, make winning plays at the end of basketball games. And that time, he certainly didn't come through on it. And I'm like you guys. I like Sheed. I love Sheed. And so I can say this about a guy that I love. And I know that Sheed would probably admit it, too, if he was on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Sheed, if you're listening, give us a call and get on the podcast, by the way. But I'm sure he would admit to you that he choked defensively as well. So, anyways, but check out the podcast with Chauncey. Chauncey's great on television and always represents Detroit and represents his Pistons background with pride as well. And one of our favorite Pistons of all time, for sure. So, but anyway, just a weird moment. And I know it's an emotional time, thinking back about that loss and thinking about your legacy and saying, you know, you won the one championship, you won the one finals MVP, could have easily been another championship, could have easily been another finals MVP. But let me know what you think about those Jim Harbaugh, and I don't want to turn this into the rivalry podcast, but let me know what you think about what Jim Harbaugh said. Let me know what you think about Chauncey Billups said. Give us a call on the new Google Voice number that we have, or also send us a text at that number, 810-666-1546. Again, that's 810-666-1546, 810-666-1546. Vinny Johnson, Joe Dumars, Terry Mills, 1546. And as you know, the Locked On NBA podcast, it never went away all offseason, and it's still here for you every day. It's your daily national NBA podcast. Locked On NBA every Monday gets the local experts on the biggest stories, and then stay with Locked On NBA all week long with daily 30 minutes on everything going on around the league. Follow for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On NBA. We've got new guests coming on nationally as well, Sam Amick of The Athletic and Ben Golliver of Sports Illustrated. So good stuff daily from Locked On NBA. Now after the break here, we're going to hear from Ish Smith about what Isaiah Thomas said about him in an interview that I did Friday at practice at the Palace of Auburn Hills. We'll talk to him next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. High praise for you. And George was talking about how you had told him in the past that you kind of watched a lot of film with him growing up. Is that like when you were real young?
Yeah, when I was a kid, my dad used to VHS the tapes. Back in the day, so they won 88-89. And so, you know, Michael Jordan was doing our era, so obviously we watched those, but my dad used to videotape those. And the old Bad Boys. And he used to, the ball handling, how Isaiah used to get so low, Isaiah was so tough. He was a big shot maker, shot taker, he was just clutch. Isaiah to me is special. In that era, during that time, at 6'1", I think the superlatives can go like on and on, but I was a big fan of his growing up.
And he said during the broadcast that if you improve the three-point shooting a little bit, then you could be a top 10 point guard in the league. Did you hear about that?
I appreciate the compliments, but I try to like just play. But that is something I wanted to improve. I want to continue to improve. It's been getting better. But it's a constant grind, as you know, 82 games and constantly getting better. But whenever you get high praise, somebody that caliber is huge. So it's nice, Isaiah. But now we got to go out there and play, go out there and win and be confident and try to knock off a really good Chicago team who, as you've seen, played really well in the first half against the Philadelphia team.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, how would you size up you guys as a team with the three-pointers in particular?
Yeah, learning. Because, the last 2 years we've been such a mid-range heavy team. And this year, preseason, I thought we did a good job of figuring it out, taking good shots, three-point shots, as you can see, the shot spectrum of what coach wants us to shoot. Against Brooklyn, we just kind of gutted that game out. Obviously, offensively, we still, like you said, trying to figure it out. and we gutted that out. Defensively, it was really good. So we're getting better. It's improvement. It's a constant improvement. But when we start clicking, it's going to be fun to watch.
Appreciate it, bro.
And that was Ish Smith. Thanks to him for taking the time to join us after practice on Friday for an article that I did for the Detroit News, and also to spend some time with us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. And I just wanted to clarify, when talking about the rivalry earlier with Michigan and Michigan State, some of the silliness, I'm not even saying that the players did anything wrong in a grand scheme of things. I don't care that Michigan State did this or Devin Bush did that. I'm not taking sides. I'm not faulting anyone, just the fans that are just whining that this is such a big deal and our side is innocent and their side is guilty and all that stuff is just completely insane to me. I feel like people just kind of lose their minds when they're talking about their college football teams and their college football rivalries. And I know that's kind of sports fandom in general, in some ways, but that's just my thoughts for today. Anyways, Pistons in Philadelphia tonight, Cleveland on Thursday, Boston on Saturday. I will be at those games. Come say hi to me if you can. I'm writing courtside for the Associated Press, so looking forward to doing that. And I will share the stories that we write on that'll go globally, all over the world, on websites and newspapers. Proud to write for the Associated Press, and thanks to those guys for giving me the opportunity since moving back here to Detroit. Got a busy week of Lions and Pistons and Eastern Michigan football and more Pistons and more Lions all week. So check out all the stuff I have on my Twitter feed, and that's Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Check out the Locked On Pistons feed of Twitter as well, and also the Locked On Pistons -Matt Shook Facebook feed. Give that one a like as well. And thanks to all you guys for spreading the word, and enjoy the game against Philadelphia tonight. We'll have a recap and probably some audio from the main performers of the game. And thanks for joining us here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook, saying we'll talk to you tomorrow, everyone.